The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
All or nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me.
Mr. Sinatra, we're just talking to Stu, and let me thank Stu for doing such a great job for mounting this whole broadcast live from Atlantic City. We appreciate that. And he took a picture of Frank Sinatra, which I think is so cool. They have Frank Sinatra kind of mementos here at the Hard Rock, which is really like rock and roll, but yet they still have a Mr. Sinatra memorabilia. Thanks for showing me that, Stu, and thanks for the hard work you're doing. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. We're very, very privileged to have Arthur Idala call in because we joke with Arthur. He's a friend. We love his family. We love Marianne. We love everything about Arthur, but he is one of the top-notch in-demand defense attorneys and all-around attorneys in the country, yet he's kind enough to call in this Harvey Weinstein spectacle. Arthur, he cares enough about you right here on AM 970 The Answer. And you know, Frankie always comes on this station, which we appreciate. And Arthur Idala is live on the show with us now. Arthur, you know what? We don't take this for granted because you are in such demand. Everybody's pulling at you every which way. So a good morning to you, my dear friend.
Thank you, Joe. And I don't take you guys for granted. I consider it an honor and a privilege when I get to go on with y'all. And this is the first radio interview I'm doing. The verdict yesterday afternoon, which was, it's interesting. The times we live in, how quickly news spreads. So, like, while I'm still sitting at the table with Mr. Weinstein, my phone is blowing up with all these congratulations emails and texts, and I'm like, my client's about to be taken out in cuffs, in handcuffs. Like, to me, that's not congratulating, but everybody thought he was going to be convicted of all the counts, or definitely the top counts having to do with Annabella Shura, which would have given him a sentence of possibly life in prison, but more importantly, it would have eliminated the ability for him to try to get bail pending appeal, and that's really the next hurdle we have to climb. Is we're going to try to go get bail pending appeal going forward, probably the end of this week or next week at some point. So, that's where our head is at right now. But, we fought the good fight, Joe, as you know, Brooklyn style, New York style. And we will see what the future holds for Mr. Weinstein. But it's an event, speaking to my family here on 970, it's an event, obviously, I'll never forget. And it was a tremendous experience. Obviously, we're disappointed that we didn't run the table. Because when you get involved with a client like this, Joe, it doesn't matter how vilified he is in the world. He's a human being, and you start to get close with him. He's got two little kids. They're 9, they're 6 years old. And, you start feeling a lot of compassion and empathy. And, look, obviously, Joe, this is not me being an advocate. The evidence was not so overwhelming. I mean, the jury was out for all of last week, over the weekend, and then again on Monday. They found him not guilty on the most severe counts. They found him not guilty on another count. I mean, out of 5 counts, they found him not guilty of 3. And really, I'm shocked that they found him guilty of the lowest count. My guess is there was some sort of a compromise in the jury room, because that actually happens in juries where they say, certain jurors say, okay, I'll find him not guilty of this, but you find him guilty of that. Because that part did not make sense. We were at the table and we heard guilty on that last count. I actually looked at my colleague, Donna Rotuno, and she was just like, wow. And I was like, that's ridiculous. But
But you said, you said you were quoted this morning saying the judge helped them tremendously. This is a quote from Arthur Idala, kind enough to join us this morning after a tough case. The judge helped them tremendously obtain this conviction with a case that was weak. And you can't say it wasn't weak because it took these jurors over a week to figure it out and only reach a mixed verdict, Arthur. So
and don't forget, Joe, then here's what I meant by that. There were two complaining witnesses in this case, right? So they were two TPOs, time, places of occurrence, on this case. One having to do with a woman named Miriam Halley, and one had to do with a woman named Jessica Mann. So in a typical trial, the only witnesses you would hear from are those two people and any corroborating people behind them. Oh, yes, I was there when this took place or that took place. This judge allowed four other people to testify to prior bad acts, having nothing to do with those two complaining witnesses. So, Joe, it went from instead of us trying two sexual assault trials to trying six sexual assault trials. And that's just not typical, just so you know. I mean, for your listeners, that's not typical. It's hard for prosecutors to get one prior bad act witness. To allow four is really, like, unheard of. So I know people come on after they lose a case and you know they didn't get the verdict they want. Oh, we're gonna appeal. We have a strong appeal. And half the times, Joe, they're just saying that because that's what they're supposed to say. But over the weekend, we had top appellate attorneys read this transcript and read what happened. And they they told me, they said, listen, you guys have unbelievable issues for appeal. So we'll see what happens, because this is about the American criminal justice system. This is about making sure that someone doesn't get railroaded or so vilified in the media that then they can't get a fair trial. And I think the pressure on these jurors to convict him of something was overwhelming. 120 media outlets in the courtroom every day. The Manhattan DA in the front row watching every day. That's unheard of. So they felt the pressure. The judge felt the pressure. So, you know, we're here to fight another day, and we'll see what the next week or two holds.
Arthur Idala, you were pretty critical of the judge and even asked him to recuse himself. Is that one of the issues you plan on bringing up in your appeal?
Yeah, I mean, look, any appeal has everything to do with the judge, right? It has to do with did the judge call the balls and strikes fairly or not. So, yeah, I mean, the whole appeal is going to say, is in every case, basically, it's 90% of it is about, you know, the judge, and then the other 10% maybe is about the prosecutors. So, yes, we're going to look at all of his decisions to allow those four other people to testify. He really limited us on jury selection, giving us a very short amount of time to pick the jury. That was the beginning of the case. At the end of the case, his verdict sheet was so confusing and convoluted that even the most experienced lawyers I know couldn't figure it out. So we have plenty of arguments.
And were you surprised that they didn't let Harvey stay out of prison until he was sentenced, Arthur?
I wasn't surprised by that. I was pretty confident, and I told that to Harvey over the weekend. I spent a lot of time with him on the phone, that if he got convicted of one of those B as in boy felonies, that the judge was going to remand him. And in fact, he did. The one thing that he did do was he recommended, you know, he be in some sort of a hospital facility. And there's a lot of hubbub right now about where is Harvey? Is he in Bellevue? Is he in Rikers?
Yeah, what happened? Rushed to the hospital after the verdict. Yeah, did he indeed have a heart attack? Do you know?
No, I don't know. Okay, it's not like he's got his cell phone on his hip anymore, right? So I don't know exactly what took place.
Yeah.
I will tell you this from my experience. I personally handed over a case of like his medication with his prescription list. The Department of Corrections typically does not just hand that over to somebody because they don't know what's in there, right? I could be giving them pills of cyanide. I mean, they're all in prescription bottles, but who knows what's in there? So in my experience, they typically take someone to the hospital. Like if they're going to put someone in who's a diabetic, they take them right to the hospital before they take them to prison because they want to get their insulin straight and things like that. And to be totally honest, Harvey is a very shrewd New Yorker who's a survivor. And, you know, I spoke to friends of his last night, and they're very concerned. I said, Harvey's going to be fine. He's, you know, he can be charming and charismatic. I said, by the end of the week, he's going to have 10 new friends. I mean, he's an interesting guy. There's no doubt about that. It's not like he's a boring dude to speak to. So, you know, this is a chapter in American history, and only time will tell to see how it, you know, how it plays out.
Yeah, now they acquitted him on the most serious charges, just to reiterate, Arthur.
which was, you know, when we first heard the first count and it was not guilty, to me that was a huge relief, because based on the jury notes, I was kind of, you know, I kind of knew he was going to get convicted of the second charge. So the big issue for me when the verdict came in was it the top count? And to hear not guilty on the most serious charge, which the prosecutor wanted more than anything, only, Joe, because they wanted the optics of saying, we got him on a charge where he faces life in prison, blah, blah, blah. So the fact that they went down, and that was Annabella Shure. I mean, I don't know if your paths ever crossed with her in the course of your career, but, you know, she testified for 2 days.
Yeah. You know what?
That's the one the jury didn't believe, and it was kind of interesting because some people found her the most credible, and she was the one who was he was acquitted on.
You are one of the best fathers I've ever seen. A spectacular husband. Listen, spectacular son. So now you see when people Harvey Weinstein, they build him up into this monster, and so there's two parts here. You know, Arthur, you're working against people going, oh, look at this prey. He's a sexual predator. On the other hand, then people are going, well, it's her word against his word. How do you deal with all of this, Arthur, on a personal level?
Well, I mean, look, from the moment I met Harvey, which was exactly a year ago, I mean, he proclaimed his innocence. I mean, from literally our very first meeting, he said, look, I'm just telling you, I didn't do this. You know, I was with these women, but it was all consensual. They knew it. I knew it. The emails show it. Subsequent interactions with me afterwards show it, and in fact that was what all came out. And then that was the first thing he said to me, and then one of the last things he said to me after the verdict was read, and he just paused, and it sunk in. He just looked at me and he said, I'm innocent. How could this happen in America? And you know, I just said to him, Harvey, I said, I'm not BSing you. I said, there's tremendous appellate issues here. No one's going to stop working for you. And, you know, that's the plan, is to keep on going. I mean, look, Josh, I've lost a couple of trials, but the two major trials that I lost were both reversed on appeal. So actually, your friend Avi helped me on one of them and got it reversed on appeal. So, you know, we'll see what the future holds. But again, I want to thank you and for your support, and obviously Frank and Al and Debbie, because I've been working on this thing nonstop basically since Christmas. I never celebrated New Year's Day looking forward to St. Patty's Day in my life. But, I mean, I knew this was going to be a, you know, you talk about being a dad. I haven't seen little Arthur in, like, I don't know, 12 or 13 days. Whoa. Luca and I, who are always together, you know, buddy, I'm sorry, I can't see. I got to work. And one day I just brought him to court with me because I hadn't seen him in so long. I was like, come on, kid, you're skipping school and you're coming to work with dad. You know, well, life will get a little bit back to normal, but, well, you know, again,
listen, Arthur Idell is a dear friend, and so full transparency, so we appreciate it, although no matter what you feel about Harvey Weinstein, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. So, but now, what kind of sentence is Weinstein facing, do you think, Arthur?
Well, okay, so here's it's a great question, Joe. Technically, he's facing a minimum of 5 years to a maximum of 25 years on one count, and he can get consecutive time, which is 1 3/4 on another count. So the judge can run it back to back. Here's the truth. First of all, Joe, this is based on my experience. I walked into that courthouse 30 years ago as an intern, so I have plenty of experience. His name was Harvey Jones, just to be clear. He would have never been charged with these crimes, never. The evidence was just too weak. But the fact that he has been charged and now he has been convicted, if his name was Harvey Jones, on a case like this, with these facts, exactly what played out, a typical New York City judge would give him the minimum, would give him 5 years, a flat five. That's the minimum he could do. You're talking about a 67-year-old man, never in trouble in his life, has done enormous amounts for charity. I mean, people forget he organized the whole 9/11 event that raised $100 million. He raised $20 million for Hurricane Sandy. I mean, the list of good deeds he's done is endless. And the young woman, I mean, a judge who heard the evidence, it was a woman who's saying he forced oral sex on her, had consensual sex with him a few days later, spent plenty of time with him after that, met him in foreign lands, maintained relationship with him for years. So a typical judge would give him the minimum, but I am not hopeful that this particular judge is going to give him the minimum because of all the pressure on him from the media.
Yeah, Arthur, before we let you go, you guys are indeed planning on appealing the convictions, number one. And number two, does Harvey still have to go on trial in California into addition to all of this?
Everyone's asking about the L.A. situation. I don't exactly know. That's just remains to be seen. L.A. is going to have to figure out how they want to handle it. So that's up to them.
And you got the appeal ready to go, correct?
We've been working on it starting last night. I mean, I actually started working on it over the weekend. So, yeah.
Arthur, listen, man, put everything aside. We love you. You know, I know it hurts you because you like to be with your kids as much as I do, you know. So we're sending our love to you, man. And we appreciate it. And Frankie Five Boroughs and Al and Debbie, we all send our love. You're part of the family here.
Thank you. My one of my bigger issues right now is I was trying to sneak in a drink with Marano before he gives it up on Ash Wednesday. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to get that done.
I don't know. You might have missed yesterday. He made up for it yesterday down here in Atlantic City.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. Take the fifth, Frank. Take the fifth.
Arthur, thanks for taking the time this morning, man.
Right.
We appreciate it very much.
Joe. Your family, you know that. You get
thank
the first
you,
crack.
Man. And love to your family, too, as well, Arthur. And love you back. Arthur Idala right there. You know, Frankie, it's tough, and we'll go to Debbie, too. It's tough. It's a tough situation because you think of Weinstein, you think of a sexual predator. Great. And then, innocent until proven guilty. But then people are saying, oh, my gosh, look what this guy's done. And Arthur's right in the middle of it, and he's a friend. So we just try to be as objective
as
we can.
Exactly.
Understanding the angst and the upset of what allegedly happened. Hey, Debbie Duhame is out there looking out for you at 7:21 on AM 970 The Answer. Debbie, good morning to you, and thanks for looking out for us on the roads.
Okay, Joe, thank you so much, and good morning to Arthur as well, and Frank and Al, and everybody. Let's go out to the LIE, guys, LIE westbound. It's really busy this morning out by Jericho Turnpike. It's a multi-vehicle accident, injuries involved, so we're seeing some emergency activity here on the LIE west right out through Jericho Turnpike. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride over to the northbound Van Wyck into Liberty Avenue with a collision there. Jackie Robinson East at Kew Gardens. Accident still working. Throgs Neck Bridge, that's slowing down into Queens. A stalled truck was cleared. And over on the Belt West at Knapp Street, another collision. Bronx River Parkway South at Westchester Ave, an accident working in the Bronx. Inbound GWB 15 to 20, but we're getting reports of a disabled tractor trailer. He's on the lower level, not supposed to be going to the lower level in a tractor trailer, so watch for some activity there. Over at the Lincoln, that's 25. Holland still 30. And if you're heading over to 21 northbound, getting up through Newark, an accident as well. Watch for some scattered rain today with a high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Balance of nature, I'll stand by. Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. A former mayor of this great town, Atlantic City, is joining us momentarily. But I want to tell you about Balance of Nature because I love you. And I'm going to give you the number right off the bat because you can get 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature, which is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. All right. They're offering free shipping as well. Okay. So I'm telling you right now, Balance of Nature, and you're saying to me, Joe, does Balance of Nature really work? Tell me about Balance of Nature. Everybody says that. I'm telling you, it's great. It's 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule. Doesn't upset your stomach. It's the first thing I take in the morning. It's the first thing I take after the show. I'll take more fruits and vegetables later on in the day, Balance of Nature, and we want you to do the same. But you're always asking me, so here's the number, okay? 800-246-8751. This might be the morning that you call 800-246-8751. Don't forget, free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. And don't forget, I always tell you this stat, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. You and I, even this morning, I'm trying to scoff down some great French toast that they made at the Hard Rock here, but I don't have the fruits and the vegetables. That's why I take Balance of Nature, vegetarian capsule, antioxidants to fight the free radicals in your body. 800-246-8751. Or if you're driving, please remember this, balanceofnature.com. All right, when you get to work, you check out balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are pointing to the market stabilizing somewhat today after yesterday's sell-off. The Dow dropped more than 1,000 points, the biggest decline in more than 2 years following the spread of the coronavirus to Italy and South Korea. Expedia, the travel company that also owns Orbitz, Travelocity, and Hotels.com, is cutting 3,000 jobs. It says last year was disappointing. Amazon now has a full-size cashierless grocery store in Seattle. Amazon Go Grocery uses cameras, sensors, and software to detect what you're buying. It already has 25 Amazon Go convenience stores. Yesterday, the Dow lost 1,031 points. The NASDAQ was down 355, and the S&P dropped 11. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
We've coiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
And pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668. 212-857-6668 and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Our very special guest today is Miss Barbara Hart, the president and CEO of Lowy Danberg. Today she's here to discuss her work for survivors who lived through childhood sexual abuse. Tell us what the law is and what it does.
It was just a total function of collective action and solidarity that we were able to get legislation passed to protect people who are survivors of sexual abuse. The legislation gives victims the right to bring claims that would otherwise be time barred. Well, now you'll have a year to go ahead and bring a claim against the people that enabled that to happen.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You've got to go to Mo's.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, 728, Don Guardian standing by. May I tell you about Mike Lindell? Just quickly, I want to tell you about Mike Lindell. He's the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. Great guy. He wants to give you something back for making MyPillow the great American company that it is. So if you go to MyPillow.com, again, I know so many folks tell me, Joe, I'm on the bridge every morning with you, man. I'm going to work with you every morning. God bless you, and I love you. I love you that you're listening. I can't tell you, I'm embracing you, I'm hugging you, and I'm sending love through the airwaves. So when you get to work, remember this, MyPillow.com. You punch it in your computer, let your boss look over your shoulder, because you know what? He's going to get such a deal, you'll probably get a raise. So you go MyPillow.com, you click on the radio listener specials, and you can get this buy one, get one free offer from Mike Lindell on the Giza Sheets. Buy one, get one free. Not to mention, when you're on the MyPillow.com website, check out the pillows. The pillows are spectacular. Check out the mattress toppers. For the cost of a mattress against what you can get at MyPillow.com, with Mike Lindell, on if you use the promo code AM970, you can get the mattress topper for a fraction of what a new mattress is going to cost you, and your bed will be 10 times more comfortable than it is now. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials. Don't forget a 60-day money-back guarantee. You got nothing to lose, and you buy one, get one free on those Giza sheets. Buy one, get one free. You can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or again, MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Jersey Joe on the radio, live from Atlantic City, New Jersey. You know, I'm a Jersey guy, through and through, live here. You know, I always have lived here, born here, and Jersey born and raised, and love it. And Jersey's strong. So when I see Atlantic City doing this well, we always look to Don Guardian, who was the mayor of the city, really when the city started to turn. This guy put so much into the city, blood, sweat, and tears into the city. He is a former mayor of Atlantic City, business administrator now in Toms River, New Jersey. But yeah, Mr. Mayor, welcome back, and great to see you, Don. Great to have you here, brother.
Always great to welcome back the number one radio station in the Big Apple, AM970, The Answer.
Thank you. There it is. Save that for the promo. Hey, so what's going on with the town before we get here? Background, Frankie. Do we hear that?
I was just trying to figure that out.
Is that somebody else?
Oh, there you go.
Ah, it's the mayor. They're calling and saying, run again, Don Guardian.
I'm looking at my computer.
Run again.
I'm looking at you.
Is that you? I thought it was something overhead.
This is my timer telling me that I got to leave for Toms River.
We miss you here in Atlantic City. We miss you. Atlantic City misses you. But look how you turn the city around. And it's like, give us your take of what you did to help turn the city around. And how do we keep it this way?
Sure. So, we were close to bankruptcy when I walked in. I mean,
if it was
a business, we would have been bankrupt. There were simple three issues. We had to cut the budget by more than $40 million. We had to beg the state for about $40 million. And we had to ask casinos for another $40 million. And that's what we were able to do to put it back on sound footing.
Wow.
Now, at the time, you know, you can't think of a better guy than Joe Lupo. He's one of the six people I think are the best casino operators around. That's who's running Hard Rock now. And then our buddies, both Joe Gingoli and Jack Morris, best builders
in the state
of New Jersey.
Great guys, owners of the Hard Rock,
And then Jim Allen, the head of the Hard Rock, also a Jersey boy. So they came back. You just can't believe what they've done here with the old Taj. But the Hard Rock is fabulous. It's got a nice beat.
World class.
In the afternoon, you feel the beat, you feel the energy, you feel really good. So, yeah, world-class casino.
You know, Frankie and I always say, man, you get this town. You get this town.
Well, you need guys like this, Joe. They bring in 3,000 jobs. That's 3,000 families that have an income. Then there's 3,000 people
that are
selling them shrimp and steak and carpeting and things. They all got jobs. So this is good for South Jersey and the Atlantic City market.
You're right. And then we have to tell you, I don't know how you didn't win the election. I know how you didn't win the election. It was just you were played by that. I don't want to say it, but you know the Democratic shenanigans that happened in this town and how that happened, and they bought it from the outside. And you could have probably just said, look, this is an illegal election, and fought it, but you didn't because you didn't want to cause problems.
No, I want the city to move forward and things. But you know, $500,000 buys you a lot of votes.
Meantime, there's fights in the parking lots after you leave office.
Yeah,
the mayor gets a fight,
so,
and then he gets indicted, and he's taking money from and all alleged. I guess taking money. I mean, what? Come on.
Yeah, so indicted for that stuff. We'll see what happens. But, you know, Hard Rock opened up. You have Ocean reopened up. Beautiful.
Ocean's doing great now.
There.
Remembering Bruce Dyfick, who actually...
Yeah, loved Bruce.
Yeah, rest his soul.
Good friend of ours.
So,
bless his soul.
But, Mr. Mayor, you going to run again? You think you'll go again?
No.
You don't do it?
No. Love Tom's River. Doing real well there. I want Atlantic City to move forward. I love living here. I'm going to continue that.
Yeah.
This is
you look
my
good,
town.
Man.
Thank you.
And yeah, I thought you actually love this town.
I do. I love this town. I love the energy. I love the ability at 2 o'clock in the morning to eat any kind of food that I want. I love the boardwalk, bicycling along boardwalk.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that this is a cosmopolitan. It's a miniature of the rest of the country.
Don, you're a personal friend, Frankie Five Boroughs, and you're a friend of the show. We appreciate it. So I hesitate to ask you this, but forgive me. When you ran for office, you did so as an openly gay candidate. Now we see one of the leading presidential contenders being openly openly gay and the president's pick for director of national intelligence being openly gay. Does that show you how much the world has changed, Don?
Yeah, no question, Joe. You know, I'll just give you a funny story. If you know what the Green Book is, it's what blacks used in the 40s, 50s, 60s to find a safe place to stay or eat and dine.
Yes.
The gays had a book called Bob Damian, and they used rainbow flags. So if I was to go into a city, a town that I wasn't familiar with in the 70s, I'd look for that rainbow flag, or I'd look for the equal sign, the equality sign, then I knew that gays were welcome. It was safe. If you were a kid and you were running for your own safety, you could pull in. They were going to take care of you. Now, right across from my office in Tom's River, there's a coffee house. I see the rainbow flag go up about a year ago and things. I walk in. I ask the guy if he's family. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. I ask him if he owns the building. He says no. I ask them if they're, you know, family. He doesn't understand. I ask him if they're gay. He goes, he doesn't think so. I ask him what the gay flag is doing outside. He goes, gay people have a lot of money. I want to make sure they come in and spend it here. So it kind of evolved from a place of safety. And I think that's how America has evolved as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I am openly gay. I'm glad to see more Americans accepting that. It kills me to see the racism that we have now and the anti-Semitism. It's you know, Joe, when we were kids, we couldn't understand how Germany at the time, well-educated, so cultural, could possibly do that. And yet now we're seeing the same thing right here against Muslims, against Jews.
It's so true. And we accept everybody on this program. I mean,
I know.
And I think about you just as an aside, as a friend, when you're coming up. And I remember we had a teacher in school, and he was very, very, he was like just a mentor to all of us. But he was gay back in the, it was the 70s, 67.
Wow.
So I felt bad because it was just.
Oh.
I mean, and you lived through that, though. But.
Yeah, I was lucky. You know, I didn't come out for a long time.
You couldn't?
Because, my parents, strong Roman Catholic, Eastern European, Croatian.
Man.
And I was a Boy Scout. I loved all of the people. Were very conservative. So it certainly wasn't an opening or welcome area, and I denied it for a long time. So I was out of college before I actually came out.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you, if I may, about the business. Now in New Jersey, they're saying this is, I saw that a news story came out today. And you're the business administrator for the great town of Toms River. Great town, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great town. But now there's a story out today showing that New Jersey has the least competitive business climate in the region. What a surprise, Don.
So,
huh?
So, Joe, I mean, we've got to work on that all the time. Business, clean business, you know, not dry cleaners that are polluting the air or, you know, the chemical companies. But clean business is always good for a community. It creates the jobs that we need, that people are able to live here, and it helps pay the taxes and things. But we've got to be competitive. So as other states offer other incentives, New Jersey's got to be right up there. And then as a municipality, I can tell you, we're as business-friendly as we can be. And I'm talking about Toms River. Atlantic City needs to be in the same boat and stuff. You got to go out. You got to be recruiting people. You got to be welcoming in your town and stuff. You need to be a Pied Piper to get new businesses here. And then if you've got to give them a payment in lieu of taxes, or you've got to do some other tax incentives, you got to look at what they're bringing in. If they're bringing in lots of jobs and lots of tax money, you got to make those kind of decisions. And then the state, too, has got to look and see how they can be more friendly. But the tax rate, both on the property level, the school taxes, and say taxes, are just kind of killing us right now. And you need some major changes on the state. And those are tough decisions. And I'm just talking about, because I'm not a politician now, so I can have the political will to be saying things like that.
I know, is Don Guardian, this town started to turn, and I'm such a Jersey guy, and I love when good things happen in this great state. I watched Camden turn around, you know, and which was once one of the
Hackensack.
Most dangerous. Yeah,
Hackensack's turning around. Who ever thought?
And all the great communities, but this town, it started turning around when you took over.
Thanks.
And you had to give it incentive. You had to make people welcome here.
We did.
And now when I see these great casinos.
Great casinos, plus we got stock Stockton University.
Yeah, how about that? You brought those guys in.
So proud of Stockton and can't wait till they build the next dorm and the next educational building.
Thrilled
to have South Jersey Gas with their corporate offices here. And then right across the street here, the Bry family out of New Brunswick building a couple hundred of new housing units for the first time in years. A market rate that's doing so well. Boardwalks rebuilt. So Atlantic City is back on the uptake.
Well, thank you for that. As from one Jersey guy to another, brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
great.
Man.
No, Joe, isn't it nice? I mean, Asbury Park's dying. Asbury Park is on top now. And so Atlantic City's coming back. Red Bank's doing fabulous and things. Cape May's doing great. You know, wherever you go and stuff. Newton is doing well. Sparta and Newton and things like that. Everybody's on the uptake right now, so it's good to see.
And now with we see what happens with the gubernatorial race. You ever think about running for governor?
I wouldn't say no.
Yeah, you know what?
But, you know, I think the Republicans have, besides you, they have about five guys that I think are very, very strong, would be great business-oriented elected officials.
The thing is, and I know we got to go, Frankie, and Al. I know we got to go.
Sorry, Frank. Frank, always good to see you.
Hello.
Love Staten Island, too. Doing real well. Love my Wagner.
But the problem is there's 800,000 registered Republican voters, 1.6 Democrat. The Democrats always outnumber them. And the Republicans show up loyally, and they'll vote for the guy. But you got to break, like Al said it, Al Katula said it, there's 3 million voters registered in the state of New Jersey that do not vote. You have to awaken that sleeping giant.
We do.
And I think the Republicans can do that. This is very... It's okay.
I know I'm late. Give me a break. Stop reminding me.
Tom's River is calling, baby.
Come on.
I love it. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But listen,
it's real important. And I think, you know, most Jersey people are about the same. We want smaller government. We want less taxes. We're very compassionate and progressive and now thinking about people that need more and things.
Yeah.
And we just got to bring that together. Yeah, we can't go crazy. So the far right and the far left is just kind of killing us right now.
We need to be
back in the center.
Don Guardian is the man. And thank you for all you've done for this great town. God
Joe,
bless
great
you,
to see you.
Godspeed.
And again, great to have AM 970 The Answer right here in Atlantic City at the beautiful Hard Rock Casino Hotel.
Oh, it is our promo. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And Al Gattulo has the headline news on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
46 degrees at 7:41. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Fire officials say a fire on the border of Worthington State Forest and the Delaware Gap National Recreation Area is about 80% contained. The fire broke out this past weekend. It burned more than 70 acres. Rain in the forecast for tonight. Officials say they expect fire crews will be battling what's left of the blaze through the end of the week. It's National Pancake Day at IHOP today with free food and millions for children's charities. The 15th annual free pancake giveaway runs from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. tonight at most locations and until 10 p.m. in some places. The fundraiser aims to generate more than $4 million for charities. There's also a city council hearing today to look over two options to fix the crumbling Brooklyn Queens Expressway. One option to create a 3-mile tunnel connecting the Gowanus Expressway to Bedford Avenue in South Williamsburg, costing $11 billion. That would have open space above it. The other option would make the BQE a capped street-level highway with a level over it for an expansion of Brooklyn Bridge Park, costing more than $3 billion. City Council Speaker Corey Johnson favors these two options. Comptroller Scott Stringer, though, spoke out against them, saying they are expensive and more should be done for public transit. In sports, Knicks beaten by the Rockets in Houston 123-112. Nets led by 13 at the half, couldn't close out the Magic, losing 115-113 in Brooklyn. Sports brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Inbound GWB upper level. An accident was cleared at the end of the span. Still 30 into the upper, about 15 to the lower. Still waiting about 30 in from the Palisades Parkway. Let's go over to the Lincoln. That's 25 in once you get out toward the tolls. Holland, about 30 in from both approaches. Still volume, though, on Tunnelly Ave, getting down toward the area of Manhattan Ave. 80 eastbound, exit 12. An accident in the right lane. 21 north in Newark, getting reports of an accident past Bridge Street. And we're We're still seeing delays on the Belt Parkway West at Knapp Street with a collision over there. Stop and go traffic as you head over to the northbound Van Wyck right into Liberty Avenue with an accident blocking one lane. Over on the LIE West at Jericho Turnpike, an accident finally cleared out of the way. Checking in on the forecast, some scattered showers today, high of 51. Tomorrow afternoon rain with a high of 49. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Deb. Joe Piscopo, live from the Hard Rock for Law Enforcement Against Drugs. May I tell you about Mike Connors and Beth Connors? I love the Connors, and you will love Connors and Sullivan. So if you have an estate question, if you want to check your beneficiary designations, if you want a health care proxy, a power of attorney, anything, all of these things that really, a will, you know, you're thinking, oh, I don't want to think about it, Joe. I was the same way. And then someone said, call Lisa at Connors and Sullivan, right? So, and then my son Joey he's my consigliere, and he goes, Dad, yeah, why don't you talk, see if you could talk to Mike? So I called Lisa. I'm going to give you the number now, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You'll get a free initial consultation with a lawyer from Connors and Sullivan if you call 718-238-6500. Lisa and the girls are standing by. Bridget is there, right? And Beth and Kelly and Rose and Justin. This is a great team, and it's like a family where you will feel so relaxed because Mike's knowledge of all the things I talked about where do you leave your money, how do you protect your money, Mike knows it all. And, of course, you can listen to Mike 11 a.m. on this station. That's on AM 970, The Answer, on Sunday, Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission. But I'm telling you, take it from me because this is exactly what I did. I went to Brooklyn, but you can go to any of the Connors and Sullivan offices, and you could talk with Mike, talk with the team, talk with a lawyer, free initial consultation. It will put your mind at ease, and you can – I know how hard you work. That's what gets me. I know how hard you work. Look at you going to work now, listening to Joe on the radio. You got to go to Connors and Sullivan to protect your financial legacy, please. 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need. At libertymutual.com.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to angieslist.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring. And we second that opinion.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So we're going to talk to Jesse Kurtz, Tim McDonough, a buddy of mine, mayor of Hope is here. We're going to talk about a lot of Jersey politics and what's happening. But I want to tell you about Joe Grano is with us. Yeah, we got to talk to Mr. Grano, one of the heroes of the Vietnam War, just a great guy. But I got to tell you, I worry about things. I worry about everything. I worry about you. And I like to tell you things that can protect you. So when I hear this home title fraud, of course, I think, now what do I have to worry about, right? It's true. Now it is something we have to worry about, home title fraud. It's like the brutal lesson is about this gal I told you about, Deborah. She learned when thieves found her home's title online. Listen to this. They forged it and literally took ownership of her home. In an instant, thieves legally owned Deborah's home. Listen to this. Just online. She got evicted and spent a fortune in legal fees trying to get it back. Now, the FBI calls this home title fraud one of the fastest growing crimes. Right? You and I don't want to be next. That's why I urge you to protect the online title to your home with Home Title Lock. Boom. The legal documents of our homes are kept online where thieves hunt them. They forge the documents stating you sold the home to them. Then they borrow against your home and stick you with the payments. No insurance company, no bank protects you. Home Title Lock does. You could already be the victim of title fraud and not know it. You got to find out. Register your home at HomeTitleLock.com. Enter Joe, J-O-E, for 1 month of free protection. Again, enter, please, Joe, for 1 month free at HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or Radio.com. Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. Councilman Jesse Kurtz is the only Republican on the Atlantic City Council. We're broadcasting from the Hard Rock in Atlantic City for law enforcement against drugs. It's a big morning. We got a lot of great folks coming in. Jesse, welcome, Councilman, to the show. Great to have you here.
Oh, it's a blast. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, you know, you're such a young guy. You got elected as a Republican. First of all, how did you do that, if I may ask?
The grace of God, right, on that one. It's it's a tough town for a Republican electorally. My ward is 3-1 Democrat-Republican, but I'm an Atlantic City boy. I grew up here, born and raised. Now I'm raising my family, and I'd like to think that this is, at least at the local level, one spot where people will look at character and issues and kind of go beyond the labels, and it's evident. This is my second election that I won this past November. And it's just a great honor to be on the governing body here in my hometown.
Yeah, thank God. And now really impressive that you have 7 children.
Yes, sir.
7 children your age? You got me beat, man. And I'm a lot older than you, my friend. God bless you. This is great.
Normally, if I go to the liquor store, I have to have at least 2 of them there or else I get carded. So, you know, people say, you look younger every time I see you. And it's the kids will do that to you. They're
really
great.
You know what? You really met your wife at a pro-life march.
We did. Yep.
Where was that?
It was actually right before college. I met her and just was really mesmerized by her. Became friends for a few years, and she's literally my best friend. We've been married now about 12 years, and it's beautiful.
Where was it? In Jersey, a pro-life march in Jersey or Washington?
No, it was a little bit. It was actually in different spots in the country. So we were able to we met up in Virginia.
Yeah, this is why. So you're a pro-life kind of guy. It is very unusual down here to even say that down here.
It is, but I'm not ashamed of it. It's something that I think it's important, and I like that whole thing, pro-life, whole life. We're very sensitive not only to the unborn but to people with disabilities, people at the twilight of their years, when they're older. I just think it's all about love and respect for people, and that's something that, believe it or not, in a spot like Atlantic City, I get a chance to meet a lot of people that may vote one way, but they share those values, too.
Yeah, so true. Now, next month, there is a question on the ballot to restructure the form of government. What would you do, and how do you feel about restructuring this government?
Sure. I mean, the question is all about what form of government as far as representation goes. And I'm not a fan of the referendum, and I encourage people to learn more about it and to vote no. And the biggest reason for it is if you look at big cities, right, New York, Chicago, Atlantic City, you're better off running in smaller wards and proportionate type situations if you want representatives that are going to run on issues like taxes, finances, good government, et cetera. When you lump it all together, you don't get representation for people at the small level. And I'll give you an example, like in New York, would you want the people in Staten Island to have their representatives voted at large by all 5 boroughs? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. You want a borough to represent their own representatives.
Yeah, sure,
you want neighborhoods to do the same. And in Atlantic City, we have pockets of taxpayers, we have pockets of small business people that have issues that are different than other neighborhoods, and you want representation.
So so many politicians down here go to jail, man. And it was so funny because Don Guardian was just not. He was great. He was like such a great mayor.
Amazing.
And a Republican, right?
Yes.
A Republican. So now then the new mayor comes in. I think he was on the show, Frankie. He was on the show with us, yeah. And then right after that, he got in a fight in a parking lot. You can't make this up in Atlantic City, man.
It's exciting. It's something that, because if you think about like tax policy, debt, it's boring stuff to really dig into. It's important. But we add some spice to it here in Atlantic City. We definitely do. And that's what I grew up with. I mean, that's part of what attracted me to the whole situation is that, we're a small town with big issues and very colorful characters over the years. And that's something that, you can reach out and touch it. And, I'd like to be a part of the solution on that one.
It's nice what I see. We're talking with Councilman Jesse Kurtz. I was talking to one of the kids. They were working maintenance here. So I just happened to say, where are you from? He goes, Atlantic City. He's an Atlantic City kid. And I said, it's great, man. I said, one day you'll be running this hotel. I said, just don't forget about the old guy. Don't forget about me, the old guy. But it's great because I use the analogy, what we did, those of us who believe in the city of Newark, New Jersey, hometown of my parents, in the Proust Center, there's all local folks working there. And that's
great.
What's happening here. because it's time. And for years, this city made so much money and never went to the other side of Atlantic City. And now you're absorbing that side, aren't you?
I think so. You know, I definitely think it's part of the rebuilding. You know, you mentioned with people like starting out, whether it's maintenance or just wherever you have a job, there's a great dignity to work, right?
That's right.
We have a lot of stories with our executives in town, people that started out like at the ground level, and now they run these multi-million dollar corporations in town. That's America. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
Jesse, I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. You have seven kids. I don't know how you come up with the names. I couldn't come up with seven names, but I'll have to start working on it.
Happy Fat Tuesday.
Councilman Jesse Kurtz. Ish Wednesday tomorrow. You're right, man.
Thank you.
Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's go to the westbound belt at Knapp Street. It's an accident blocking a lane. I see delays in Connecticut on the Merritt Parkway. Merritt Parkway southbound exit 42 into Westport. It's a crash over there to contend with as well. Inbound GWB about 30 minutes into the upper, 20 to the lower. Still 25 in from the Palisades Parkway. Lincoln 30. Holland still about 30 in from both approaches. Northbound Van Wyck at Liberty Ave, a collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
You see it on TV every day. Global turmoil. But these international events help keep interest rates low and may even drive them lower. In response, we at CashCall Mortgage have lowered our interest rates for the new year, and that's great news for homeowners. If you have a current rate above 2.99%, call us to see how much you can save. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing costs, and we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. With our low interest rates and no closing costs if you qualify, there's never been a better time to lock in a low rate before it's gone. For a free quote, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-990-6947. That's 800-990-6947. 800-990-6947.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you have found yourself stuck in a timeshare, you're not alone. It must have been such a surprise to find out something you were told had value has none at all. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we continue to do for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. We have an excellent success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are family-owned, and I have my son Tyler here with me. Tyler, why don't you talk about what makes Lone Star Transfer different from any other company?
Great, I'd love to. Our customer service is second to none. We guarantee in writing a specific time frame in which we will get you out of your timeshare unlike any other company. We will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one.
Let Lone Star Transfer give you peace of mind. Give us a call today for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at lonestartransfer.com.
Hey, bud. Oh, hi, it's Joe on the radio. And you know what? Thank you. I'm having such a good time talking to everybody here. We're talking about, this is the best product that I've had in I can't remember when. So, yeah, for 20 years, you know, Invite Health. Invite Health is like world famous. You know, InviteHealth.com. They've offered super premium quality supplements and free access to degreed healthcare professionals. Now, listen, I'm so excited to tell you this about Invite Health. They've combined the power of a superior topical with full spectrum hemp extract. And it's to create the new soothing hemp cream with menthol. Now, I know what you're saying. I said, well, hemp, what? What is this? I've got a nick. I got a little shoulder situation. My knee's going to bother me. I'm working out. I don't want to stop at my age. So Mary, you know, Mary, our superstar sales gal, Mary, says, Joe, you know, Invite Health. I go, invitehealth.com. Of course, everybody knows Invite Health. She goes, try this premium quality, full spectrum hemp extract product. And you know what? I put it on, and I got to tell you something. Best thing I've ever had. Did you try it yet, Frankie? Did you get it?
No, I'd love to try it.
You got to try this. It's a cream. It's like hemp-based, and it takes away the pain. It just plain takes away the pain. So you could feel it. I immediately felt it. And I love telling you stuff that works. So let me tell you how you can get this great. And I say hemp-based. You know, you like me. You're skeptical about it. But this is from Invite Health, who's got the stellar reputation. Foundation. So if you call 800-789-1125, 789-1125, it's 1-800-789-1125, or visit invitehealth.com. Use my code Joe for 50% off retail on your first order of soothing hemp cream with menthol. 800-789-1125, or go to invitehealth.com. Use the promo code Joe. Invite Health, for a healthier life. You are invited. Hey, Jason, how we doing weather-wise today?
Looks like a cloudy, cool weather today. Tomorrow, a little bit of rain and drizzle on occasion, but overall, most of the time, just kind of cloudy and cool. 54 today, about 49 tomorrow. Could see a steadier rain overnight, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, and then turns colder on Thursday. That's AM 970, The Answer.
Well done, Jason. Quick and to the point. We appreciate it. Piscopo on the radio. My friend, the mayor of a beautiful town in Jersey, Hope, New Jersey, will join us. Tim McDonough is going to join us coming up. And also, don't forget Joe Grano on the show. And you always at 877-970-2999. Piscopo, live from Atlantic City.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
46 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. While owners of Modell Sporting Goods look for investors to save the company, it has announced it's closing three New Jersey stores. One of those stores is in Monmouth. Nationwide, Modell's is closing 24 of its 141 stores. Modell CEO Mitchell Modell says the family is all in to save the company. Water is slowly coming back to residents in East Harlem after they had been without it for days following a main break. Three buildings at the Taft Houses were still without water last night. Some residents telling PIX 11 News this morning that water is now flowing, but pressure is low. The main broke early Sunday morning, leaving thousands of tenants without water. In sports, Knicks beaten by the Rockets 123-112. Magic over the Nets 115-113.